There are no structural deformities to worry about, because the double hull of this boat has the rigidity of iron. No rigging to be worn out by rolling and pitching on the waves, no sails for the wind to carry off, no boilers for steam to burst open, no fires to fear, because this submersible is made of sheet iron, not wood. No coal to run out of, since electricity is its mechanical force. No collisions to fear, because it navigates the watery deep all by itself. No storms to brave, because just a few meters beneath the waves it finds absolute tranquility. There, sir, there's the ideal ship. And if it's true that the engineer has more confidence in a craft than the builder, and the builder more than the captain himself, you can understand the utter abandon with which I place my trust in this Nautilus, since I'm its captain, builder, and engineer, all in one. Captain Nemo spoke with winning eloquence. The fire in his eyes and the passion in his gestures transfigured him. Yes, he loved his ship the same way a father loves his child. But one question, perhaps indiscreet, naturally popped up, and I couldn't resist asking it. "You're an engineer, then, Captain Nemo?" "Yes, Professor," he answered me. "I studied in London, Paris, and New York back in the days when I was a resident of the Earth's continents." "But how are you able to build this wonderful Nautilus in secret?" "Each part of it, Professor Aronnax, came from a different spot on the globe and reached me at a cover address. Its keel was forged in Creusot in France, its propeller shaft by Penn and Company in London, the sheet iron plates for its hull by Laird's in Liverpool, its propeller by Scott's in Glasgow,